This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Bert was treated at home for what his doctors called bronchitis with 14 days of antibiotics. He felt well after 2 days, but continued to take the antibiotics until they were completely gone. It turns out that 10% of all patient visits to a primary care provider result in a prescription for antibiotics. Women with uncomplicated urinary tract infections treat for 7 days. Bronchitis and pneumonia treat for 10 to 14 days. Strep throat treat for 7 days. These are the durations most doctors use to treat common infections. Why? Well, because that's what they were taught. And who taught them? Well, doctors who were themselves taught these rules without any studies suggesting that these durations were any better than other durations. In fact, going back to Fleming, who discovered penicillin, he advocated that more drug was always better. In fact, he set up the current fear of undertreatment. But doctors today are unaware that about 20% of patients treated with an antibiotic will have a bad reaction. Antimicrobial overuse is a major problem that contributes to antibiotic resistance, meaning antibiotics that once worked to kill bacteria are no longer effective. Overuse of common antibiotics has several components, but it includes unnecessarily long durations of antibiotic treatment for common bacterial infections. Recently, researchers have looked at which duration of treatments are most effective and safest. It turns out that shorter courses of antibiotics are just as effective as longer ones, they're less expensive, and they lead to less antibiotic resistance. The best advice is that bronchitis should be treated for only 5 days. Urinary tract infections depend on which antibiotic is used, but usually treatment is needed for only 1 to 3 days, and skin infections need treatment for 5 days rather than 10 days. These recommendations are based on peer-reviewed literature and randomized controlled trials that have compared shorter antibiotic courses with longer ones. But the studies suggest we are managing antibiotics poorly. 3/4 of women given an antibiotic in the doctor's office for a urinary tract infection are still given an antibiotic for way longer than is needed. Doctors' habits are hard to change. Despite good evidence, doctors still default to 10 days of antibiotics, regardless of the condition. Even infectious disease experts are inconsistent in recommending short course treatment for uncomplicated infections. These durations have just been what doctors were taught as a part of their training. The thinking was that treating the infection for a longer period of time would completely make sure that every single bug was obliterated, and this would prevent the emergence of antibiotic resistance. This is not true. While people still should take their antibiotics exactly as they're prescribed, that really only works if the prescriptions are evidence-based and written in a way that makes scientific sense. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.